Two separate bombings in Baghdad have left over 125 people dead and more than 100 injured. The majority of those deaths were from a car bomb in the city's center Karada district. According to the BBC, it's the deadliest bombing in Iraq so far this year. The car bomb triggered a fire that spread to several nearby buildings, damaging them badly. Some reports say it was a larger vehicle filled with explosives. ISIS has reportedly taken responsibility for the car bombing. In the other bombing, a blast hit the El Shab district and reportedly killed at least 5 people. This comes not long after the Iraqi military claimed back the city of Fallujah, which was an ISIS stronghold. But the fight against ISIS in Iraq isn't over yet. The bombings hit the city during the last few days of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The Karada district is a popular place for observant Muslims to gather before and after fasting. This Ramadan, ISIS has claimed responsibility for several attacks, especially in Muslim-majority countries. Attacks in Turkey and Bangladesh last week killed dozens. For Newsy, I'm Melissa Prax.